Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, screw it. Excuse my language. Good evening, Paragon City. That's right. I said it. Hey, everybody. Happy Saturday night, everybody. We're back on the air on another Saturday night. I'm Pogo Man, and this is Paragon Radio. It's 9:05 p.m. on the East Coast. We're broadcasting live from the Paragon Radio News Satellite from a low orbit of 6 feet above sea level. And along with me tonight is my co-host. He's mad. He's a Viking. He's Mad Viking.
Meanwhile, we're still planning to make a GoFundMe for a new whistle for Pogo Man.
And I don't know what happened. It was working great before. Oh, now you work. Oh, good Lord. Oof, I don't know what's wrong. Very moody tonight. Very moody.
I've heard a few engines sound like that, and it's pretty much it's dead, Jim.
Yeah, don't say that. I had to take my SUV to the shop. Yesterday, it was leaking antifreeze and the AC's not working. And I talked to my mechanic, and he's talking approximately about $1,500.
Yep.
Then I took a nap this afternoon. I woke up, my back was killing me. I can hardly walk around. My back feels like my SUV does. I'm sitting here with a heating pad on my back. This is not a good day. I'm sitting here going, this is karma for us not doing the show yesterday.
In defense, New York is working on making Juneteenth a state holiday. So we took advantage of it.
Oh, that's where we were practicing. We were practicing for next year.
Next time we get
Bloody Wolf 161. Buddy Wolf 161 says, my language is not excused. Well, fuck it. All right, what are you going to do? I tried. All right. Yes, joining us in the chat room, in the studio chat room, we have Buddy Wolf 161 and Wolf Lord 666 joining us with us. And if you want to come down and join us, we're hanging out. We're hanging out. You know where we're hanging out. On the Everlasting Server. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah, we're hanging out on the Everlasting Server, City Heroes Homecoming, on the steps of Atlas Park. In Atlas Park, on the steps of the... Good Lord, help me out here, man. I'm all kerfunkled.
City Hall.
The steps of City Hall and that beautiful downtown Atlas Park. Of the Everlasting Server of City of Heroes Homecoming. That's what I was trying to get out there.
And I am also on Champions Online as well in the Renaissance Center number 1 Recognition Building, better known as Da Hangout.
And who do you have there with you?
Well, right now on Dawn Radio, DJ Coconut is doing a show for Juneteenth. But I also see... Jester, I see DJ Sassy, a.k.a. Pogo Girl, Alan, Natalia.
Hello.
But like I said, they're doing a show there.
Okay. Well, it's the thought that counts.
Yes.
Just that Pogo Girl's over there. She's, obviously in spirit of over here. So, Hello. Hey, everybody. Thank you for hanging out with us tonight. Well... And I was just thinking, because I said, we were getting in our pre-show conference, getting ready for tonight's show. I hear fireworks in the distance. And I said, gee, 4th of July is coming up. And I look and, 2 weeks exactly from today is 4th of July here in the United States. Well, 4th of July in the calendar, what I meant is Independence Day. Our United States Independence Day is 2 weeks from today exactly. So the fireworks are just going to get louder and louder and more frequent and more frequent. It's amazing that they're illegal, but yet somehow people buy them and find their ways of buying them and lighting them off. And it just keeps going and going and going.
Now, me, I was a kid here. I had the advantage of when it comes to the summer location being near two NYPD who after they confiscate all the illegal fireworks.
Yes, they light them up.
They grab some and light them up.
That's cool. See, while with us, we have a neighbor around the block from us, and we have a prime vantage point. We can sit on our front lawn and watch him. He used to be in the fire department, so the cops don't say anything to him. So he puts on a hell of a show for 3 hours. And he goes, how come he still does this? Like, he's in the fire department. They don't say nothing to him. Cause they don't say anything to him because he practiced safety, too. And it turns out that he actually sells them, but he takes them. It turns out the money, like, he, one, takes the money in 10% for next year's, like, 10, 20%, whatever, you know, whatever he spent. He gets back whatever money he spent plus, I think, 25% he takes for next year's upscale, you know, increase. And then whatever's left over, he actually donates to the fireman's retirement fund, whatever it's called. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He donates. So they don't say it. Firemen and some to the police. So he doesn't, they don't say anything. It's pretty cool. And he actually has a thing out there. People donate. They walk by and they walk by and they see things out there and they donate. People actually donate to two of them because he has two different things out there. Or it's one thing and he donates, they split it down the middle. So.
Yep.
And he donates, so it's pretty cool.
And on any subject, if you want to join in that we talk about, Pokemon, how can they join?
Well, they pick up their phone and they call in. But to do that, then once you pick up your phone and you get your keypad, or if you have one of those old rotary phones, you dial the following number. Well, you usually have to put a 1 in front of it. I forgot that. Sometimes most people have to put a 1. I always forget to tell people that. Most people have to put a 1 in front of it. So it's a 1. And then you dial 714-583-6908. Again, 714-583-6908. And then you call in, you can talk to us about City of Heroes, Champions Online, either one of them, other successor games coming out, other things superhero them, movies, TV shows, comic books, superhero books, you know, they have superhero novels, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Et cetera. You know, and I want to say something. You know, I know once in a while, especially when rain's here, we bust on the successor games, what's taken so long. Well, you know, like City of Heroes, Champions Online, that is a professional team of paid developers working on these games, okay? The successor games are part-time volunteers working on this.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them have full-time jobs, not getting full-time pay or part-time pay working on these games. So
at the same time, we don't want to discourage, you know, views of both sides, you know, so some people
You know, hey, you know, keep working on guys, you know, we appreciate it. Work on them, get them out there as soon as you can. You know, we want to see these games come out, do them, get them out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
at
just
the
because
time, we find something funny, we're gonna have fun.
All right, trust me, you know, when City of Heroes, you know, we find something funny in City of Heroes Champions Online, we make fun of that too. But you know what? It's because we love these games. You know, if we didn't make fun of it, if we didn't like it, we wouldn't make fun of it. That's our thing. I think that's the way of life. If you didn't rib it, that means if you didn't like it, you wouldn't rib it.
Case in point,
you wouldn't give it a rib.
Case in point, we don't talk about League of Maidens anymore. Yes, it's a superhero game. Yes. Can't argue it, but. Not quite.
Are you done telling me? Or are you done talking about that? I don't even consider. I don't even know what the hell is that thing. Even think still around?
Yes, it is. Actually, it still is.
Oh, good Lord! Yeah.
And they're putting a lot of work on that character creator, let me tell you.
Oh, so why? There isn't much you need to do.
It's not a case of bad graphics. No. To fully describe it, the show would be rated PG-13 by the Motion Picture Association. Viewer discretion will be advised. And
good
leave
Lord.
It at that.
Good Lord, man. Why? Do you want to go for quintuple D's?
There we go. Bloody Wolfie got it right. Right there.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes.
For those who are just listening, glorified porno game. Yes.
Yes, yes. And you can't even make... And you're not... You can only play from... It's character creation is a joke. Because you're choosing from a few select characters and you're modifying what the character looks like. That's all you're doing. If I remember right. You're not creating your own character. You're just
You go, screw D's, they got Z's.
Yes, yes. It's ridiculous. Good Lord, it is just ridiculous.
All right, so we jump into the news?
Yeah, you say jump in right after you mention that game. Talk about a 14th slip. Mm-hmm.
Well, we had to prove a point, and we talk about City of Titans, we talk about Heroes of Villains, we talk about Valiant, stand the tentacles, and we talk about Shibby. Sorry, Valiant, you're gonna keep getting it.
Yeah. Okay. City of Titans, I did not see anything this week. Not an update. So
nothing from Ship of Heroes or Valiants here.
All right, I'm going with Old Glory, Old Faithful. Not old, but Ms. Faithful herself. Golden
Girl.
Do we have the
Golden Girl gaffe this week? We shall find out.
So find out. This is update number 395, posted this last night at 7:31 p.m. Okay, here we go. This week, we've been doing more work on finding ways to overcome the problems generated by gameplay mechanics versus faithfulness to the comic book genre, especially in relation to what kinds of character types players can create and how true they are to the genre. We've mentioned that if for design purposes, comic book character types were thought of as falling into three broad categories of normal humans, superhumans, and god types, then you could easily design three separate games exclusively for each category and be able to deliver an authentic comic book experience for all three general categories, because there would be no need to consider how each one would affect the others. Hold on, I got it. I did that myself. Correction.
Okay.
Because there would be no need to consider how each one would affect the otters. I auto corrected. That's how she spelled. I auto corrected to others. I said, wait a minute, I have to read it the way she did it because I auto corrected it. finally, I thought maybe this switch to 7th. I'm like, wow, she switches the type, putting them early. She's really got on the ball. No, I gotcha. Honors.
All right, forget politics. We need a Joe Biden gaffe or a Dan Quayle gaffe every time she makes that mistake.
Honors.
We'll take a poll here. You for Joe Biden gaffe or Dan Quayle gaffe? Those are two tough choices right there. Best
beware,
known for
beware
both.
How they would affect the otters. Beware. We have to protect the otters. Okay, wait, I'm not done. But when you put the three categories together, that was me, then a traditional MMO design template that revolves around balance through standardizing all character types creates serious balance problems, which simply aren't an issue in comic books, as their stories can be written to to give the normals, supers, and gods on the team something to do that's suitable for their power level, instead of having to make content that's suitable for all three categories. Have a heroic villainous weekend, the heroes and villains team. And remember, for God's sake, consider how to protect and affect the otters.
Save the otters! Save the otters!
Yeah. I got one! She's sitting there listening going, ah, shit!
We will give credit where it's due. It took a while.
Hold on.
We will give credit where it's due.
Wait a minute. It took weeks, but... Ladies and gentlemen, now presenting Protect the Otters. Wow. It took weeks, but we must protect the Otters. They're bringing an otter on a stage. Protect the otter.
I think we got an otter on champions. I know there's an otter's tune.
Is there?
So when you listen to this on Dawn Radio, if you're the person that has the otter tune, break it out. We're going to be celebrating otters. Yes.
Yes. Monday night, you're celebrating otter love. Good.
It took a while. I'll give her credit.
That's right. That was a good one.
Okay, so let's see. All right, I led off with this last week, the last time we were on the air, and that's about the next Flash season and what it's going to be based on.
Yes, of?
They're talking Flashpoint.
So we're talking about the Flash.
Yeah. They're talking about doing the Flashpoint storyline in the Flash.
I thought they did that already. So you mean with the Flashpoint paradox, talking about Atlantis attacking Atlantis and Themyscira teaming up. We're talking about
it'll be Arrow versus version. Yeah. It's like they got through it in the comic books. They just used it again at the end of Justice League Dark Apocalypse War. And now they're going to put it to the... Oops. Spoiler!
Hey. It just came out! It just came out!
No. It's been 2 months old. Because I saw it 2 months ago.
Is it?
Yes.
You must have saw it. Chris Ward just came out.
Oh, maybe on the streaming channels.
Maybe.
It was out on DVD.
I don't know.
It was out on DVD. It was in.
Was
I
it?
Saw it in Walt. Yeah.
Oh shit. Okay.
And now that's they're bringing it to the Arrowverse. So let's just beat this horse one more time and. Maybe they'll finally get back for a new 52 which
because
I could have sworn
that they did a Flashpoint thing. He did that already a couple of years ago, a couple of seasons ago. He did something like that.
That was an episode. But now they're going to make. But now instead of an episode, it's going to be the whole season.
Oh my God! All right. And that'll come out in January, of course, because, you know.
And I'm going like, New 52 wasn't popular in the comics. New 52 did, you know, had a little saving grace in the animated series. Little is the key word.
Little.
They eventually.
Very little.
But you're not going to get New 52 to be, carry over and be a winner. Get over it.
Yeah,
it was a mistake.
Yeah, because you just did Crisis. Because you just did the Crisis. You just did Crisis. Don't follow it up with the New 52. Don't do that shit. Don't do that shit. Although, you know what I was going to say? It would make sense because it would help explain a new Kate Kane. But they said they aren't going to do Kate Kane. They aren't going to replace the Kate Kane character. It would explain a new Batwoman. See? I'm thinking. All right. Anyway, I have some interesting news about The Mandalorian Season 1.
Okay.
According to Disney Plus, ready for this one? They revealed that Mark Hamill did a vocal cameo on The Mandalorian Season 1. What? Yes. Turns out that Star Wars The Skywalker wasn't Mark Hamill's only appearance in the franchise last year. Via The Wrap, the final episode of Disney Gallery The Mandalorian revealed that Mark Hamill also made a vocal cameo in the fifth episode of The Mandalorian Season 1. In the episode, Hamill's droid named EV-9D9, who previously appeared in Jabba the Hutt's court in Return of the Jedi. But in The Mandalorian, EV-9D9 was working as a bartender when Din Djarin inquired about bounty hunting work. EV-9D9 told Din that there weren't many opportunities on Tatooine since the Bounty Hunters Guild abandoned the planet. In addition, he reprising his role as Luke Skywalker in The Rise of Skywalker, Hamill also voiced Bulio in the film. Additionally, Hamill, now I know I'm way behind on this series, provided the voice of Darth Bane in Star Wars The Clone Wars. I love that trilogy. If you guys haven't checked out that Darth Bane trilogy, oh my God, that's such an awesome book. I couldn't put that book. Once you get going on that book, that trilogy, you can't put those books down. I couldn't put them down. I don't know about you guys, but oh my God. Outside the Star Wars franchise, Hamill's best known for voicing the Joker in Batman the Animated Series. Hamill has also reprised his role as Joker in several animated series, video games, and direct-to-video animated films. Hamill is often in demand as a voice actor, but perhaps he will continue to revisit the Star Wars universe when other opportunities like this arise. So there you go. EV-99.
Okay.
The Mandalorian. And he was Julio. Okay. Now we have some sad news. It seems like this is becoming a weekly thing with us, right? Lord Rings and Alien star Sir Ian Holm. In case you don't know who he was in The Lord of the Rings, Sir Ian Holm played the older Bilbo Baggins. Sir Ian Holm passes away at 88. So today was this. This is actually yesterday. If we'd done the show yesterday, we would have said today. See, but we're doing it today. So yesterday, sad day for fans of The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, as Ian Holm passed away at the age of 88. in Peter Jackson's two trilogies, the British actor, as I just say, portrayed Bilbo Baggins, the Hobbit, who is the protagonist of a series of adventures that end with the rediscovery of the Ring of Power. The actor's agent informed the Guardian about his death in a press release, adding that his illness was Parkinson's related. It is with great sadness that the actor, Sir Ian Holm, CBE, he passed away this morning at the age of 8. He died peacefully in hospital with his family and carer. Charming, kind, and ferociously talented, we will miss him hugely. He was born in 1931 in Essex, UK. Holm had a long career in theater, which he quit after he experienced severe stage fright during a performance in 1976. Holm had his big Hollywood debut in Ridley Scott's Alien back in 1979. Mm-hmm. At the time, he was unknown to American audiences. His performance as the Hyperdyne Systems 120-A2 Android Ash impressed fans and critics alike. Shortly after, Holmes' notable performance as Mussolini in 1981 hit Chariots of Fire gained him a BAFTA and an Academy Awards nomination for Best Supporting Actor. He also starred in Time Bandits, a great movie. Brazil, another great movie. The Man is King George, I haven't seen it. The Fifth Element, I think everybody's seen that. And The Sweet Hereafter, never heard of it, sorry. Just to name a few movies from his multi-decennial career. His last appearance on screen dates back to 2014's The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies. Great movie, everybody's seen it. Which Ian Holm... Okay, that's a question. Sorry about that.
All
right. Okay.
All right. I guess it's my turn for news. All right. I brought this up on the Dawn Radio here when the news popped out here. Nickelodeon, of course, is celebrating Gay Pride Month with the LGBTQ community. And they put out a poster, for their site, in which they have Korra, from the continuation of the Avatar series. They have the actor Michael D. Cohen, who plays Schwaz on Henry Danger, and SpongeBob. Immediately, both sides took to the Twitterverse. SpongeBob is gay. No, he's not. Yes, he is. No, he's not. You know, and of course, the war started. Well, I got curious. So, knowing how some people will feel on certain news, I avoided certain places. So, I did not go to Fox News. How you doing? I did not go to Breitbart. How you doing? I did not go to Newsmax. How you doing? I did not go to Limbaugh. How you doing? I did not go to Hannity. How you doing? I found my source in the Huffington Post, which, if they were going to say, if SpongeBob is going to be gay, they would be going like, and we got the proof. And this is coming straight from the article. Here we go.
That's what the article says, folks. He read it to me before, I swear.
Okay. Nickelodeon offered no additional explanation, but the network has in the past. After all, this isn't the first time fans have speculated that SpongeBob is gay. Nickelodeon outright denied SpongeBob was gay in 2002. At the time, series creator Steven Hillenburg, want to point out, the guy who created SpongeBob, if anyone's going to know him, says the characters in the show were asexual. Hillenburg doubled down on these comments in 2005, saying, "We never intended them to be gay. I consider them almost asexual. We're just trying to be funny, and this has nothing to do with the show." Huffington Post then asked the voice of SpongeBob, Tom Kenny. Tom Kenny, the voice of SpongeBob from beginning to current to probably when that show finally dies. about possible significant others in the sponge's future. Here's the words. His quote, "I think our take on SpongeBob and Patrick is that they're pre-sexual characters. They're too young and naive to have any feelings of that type, and even if they do have stirrings, they don't know how to act on them. I guess the only way SpongeBob could maybe have a girlfriend, if he's trying to imitate, it would be imitative behavior, like, wow, apparently having a girlfriend is what you're supposed to do. I'll go get one." Where his mind is at. I can't do SpongeBob voices. He's married to the job, like Captain Kirk is married to the Enterprise. I'm married to the Krusty Krab. So, Hillenburg says he's asexual. Tom Kenny says pre-sexual. Now, after this was rediscovered, the LGBT wants to include the asexuality factor. Sorry, you claimed gay. You just got stumped. Nope, you can't do it. You can't go one and then bounce to the other when you find out how wrong you are. So, it's not one. It's not gay. It's not straight. They're pre. They're kids. So,
well, they should make up their mind.
Now, why is he included in the picture? Two reasons. One, SpongeBob loves rainbows. This has been proven on several episodes, ranging from when you talk about imagination, it does that arm, and you see the rainbow form, to the rainbow burger. Two, proven on the episode opposite day, he loves holidays. Even if they're made up, and I still argue that Hillenburg, because Leif Erikson Day is a holiday, I'm Norwegian, I should know. But he loves holidays, he loves rainbows. So he's celebrating for the sake of celebrating. So, sorry. I know people was, going like, he's this, he's that, he's the other. Nope. I'm going with the creator and the voice. If they say no, that's what it is. Do you agree? Pogo?
Quite right. Quite right.
Okay.
Here, here, here. Here, here.
I mean, when they announced Korra was bisexual, okay, you're the creator of it. I ain't going to argue. It's a great, it was a nice story, too. I'm going to give credit where it's due. But, nope, you're not getting it with SpongeBob. I mean, like I said, the creator and the voice both say no. So, like I said, do we have any callers? Because I have a funny feeling we have probably have one waiting on that one.
Nope.
Okay. Like I said, I was kind of expecting it. But like I said, this came from the Huffington Post. If anyone, if it was any website that was going to celebrate, a coming out, Huffington Post would do it. Not happening. And I know, I couldn't resist the Enzo bit. I'm sorry. I just want to put a little punctuation. I avoided certain websites and try to get an area where people go, well, I can't argue that fact.
Wolf4666, why would an effing sponge, I'm censoring, why would an effing sponge from a kid cartoon have a sexuality?
Okay. Exactly.
Because right? People today need something to bitch and moan and complain about. That's why. Well, how about that? I have some interesting news. Something little bit different.
Okay.
How about this one? You ready? 20 years ago, a movie came out by James Gunn, that James Gunn, called The Specials. It was like a documentary about a third-rate superhero group. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, funny thing is, but anyway, here's the deal. So 14 years before James Gunn co-wrote and directed Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, he made his superhero debut in The Specials. This independent comedy slash superhero film was directed by Craig Mazin and written by Gunn, who also had a supporting role in the film. Now, after nearly two decades, La La Land Entertainment is giving The Specials its first ever Brave release. Gee, it only took almost like 20 years, but hey, you know. Within the film, The Specials are a third-rate superhero group who don't get respect from their rivals, the general public, or even each other. Now, what's funny is the cast. Thomas Hayden Church headlines the film as Ted Tilderbrook slash the Strobe, the team's NF leader. Paget Brewster also stars as the Strobe's wife, and Emily Tilderbrook slash Miss Indestructible. Emily's affair with Tony slash the Weevil, played by Rob Lowe, is one of several factors tearing the team apart. Additionally, Jamie Kennedy appears as ex-villain turned hero Amok, with Jordan Ladd as Nightbird, Judy Greer as Deadly Girl, and Kelly Caulfield as Power Chick. James Gunn portrays Minuteman, the Strobe's insecure brother who could shrink. Gunn's real brother, Sean Gunn, also has a role as Alien Orphan. Artist Paul Shipper created a new poster for the Blu-ray box art. Among the special features are a commentary track by James Gunn, Mazin, producer Mark A. Altman, and visual effects supervisor Mojo. From Planet Mojo. Additionally, a commentary recorded by Gunn and Brewster in 2005 will also be included. Other special features include deleted scenes and behind-the-scenes pictures. The 20th anniversary Blu-ray will be released on July 14th. And you can find more info here. If you click on the word here, it is longer. You can also check out the Red Band trailer below. Now, what's funny is I went to Amazon while you were talking about SpongeBob. I was paying attention, and I can't pre-order it. It's not listed. I'm like, but it's coming out in like 3 weeks, 4 weeks. What the hell?
Oh, and I got something else that's also coming out.
Hold on.
I'm holding.
Let me click on this. It goes Island. So okay. It takes me to islandrecords.com. I think I could pre-order it here. Or maybe it's only available at Island Records.
Possible.
You know, it says Island Records and other. Okay. It's only available there. All right. Maybe that's what it did. All right. You have other news? Because I have a whole bunch.
Yes,
I have a whole slew of other news. But go ahead. You're all excited. Go ahead.
Okay. And now for something completely different. Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Oh.
Is going to be celebrating its 40th anniversary in a special theater release.
I gotta go see.
Downside is only the release is only going to happen one night in the United Kingdom. But there will be a 40th anniversary DVD set.
What's in the DVD set?
You ask? I shall tell you straight from MontyPython.com.
Don't you like my setup for that? Do tell!
Okay, to celebrate the theatrical re-release of Monty Python and the Holy Grail, a brand new sing-along version of the film will be shown in 500 UK cinemas on Wednesday, October the 14th. The screening will be accompanied by specially filmed exclusive introductions from Terry Jones, Terry Gilliam, Michael Palin, Eric Idle, and John Cleese. Now, this is special because of Terry Gilliam, who...
Right, he passed away.
And, in other words, this was before Parkinson's took away one of the greatest comedic minds.
Yeah.
So this is like the last time we will see Terry Gilliam speak on something. Uh-huh. Audience are encouraged to come along dressed up as their favorite Holy Grail character. The film will be released internationally by Park Service and in the U.S. by Rainbow Releasing. So look at their website for upcoming screening and events. So it is coming to the United States. We just don't know dates yet. We'll also celebrating the film's anniversary with a 40th anniversary edition. I'm getting there. Blu-ray and limited edition gift set to be released by Sony Home Entertainment at the end of October. More news to come as we get closer.
Oh, now, bloody hell.
Now go away or we will taunt you a second time.
Share that link with me so I can put it on our Facebook page after the show.
Okay. I will do that right now while I still have it and put it in your site.
So we could all sing along with "We Are the Knights of the Round Table."
Yes. You can do the Camelot song. You can do the Sir John song.
No singing. I feel a song coming on. No. Oh, gee, dog. Fuck.
Isn't that Terry Jones? Well, hold on. Was it? Which one
I
died?
No. But I have news for people. So, May 2nd is Free Comic Book Day. It came and went, and probably your comic book store was closed. You know, like mine was.
He's right. Terry Jones passed away. I'm sorry, Terry Jones passed away. I got the
Terry
wrong
Jones.
Terry.
Right, Terry Jones, right. All right, right. Okay, so hold on. So, as you know, Free Comic Book Day came and went because, like my comic book store, they were doing mail service at that point. Like, they'll mail you your comics, but you can't go in. So, what to do? Well, pay attention. The Comic Book Day will now be, for the rest of 2020, ready for this? Free Comic Book Summer. What? For the last 18 years, indie comic stores have used Free Comic Book Day to bring in new patrons. The rise of COVID-19 casts a shadow over this year's event, which was supposed to take place on May 2nd. But now that stores are beginning to reopen, Diamond Comic Distributors has shared plans to salvage the festivities. Via The Hollywood Reporter, Free Comic Book Day will now be held over the course of several weeks from July 15th to September 9th. As a result, the event is now called Free Comic Book Summer. According to Diamond's new plan, free comics will be sent to retailers in staggered shipments consisting of 5 to 6 titles apiece. Once stores receive them, they can distribute them to customers in whatever order they please. This strategy is similar to how independent record stores are now handling Record Store Day, which is usually held on a Saturday in April and was also impacted by the coronavirus earlier this year. The organizers behind that event will now spread out vinyl releases over 3 days to encourage social distancing. Retailer Joe Fields, who came up with Free Comic Book Day in 2002, issued his own statement about the change. Every year, Free Comic Book Day is our big event to thank current comics fans, welcome back former fans, and invite those new to comics to join the fun, said Field. In this very different year, Free Comic Book Day is more like Free Comic Summer, and there's so much fun to discover in this year's FCBD Comics. So many cool stories are available for this stretched out Free Comic Book Day 2020. I'm confident longtime fans and newcomers alike are going to find a story that'll make them want to visit their local comic shop every week. So, there you go. The summer of free comic books begin. You know, You know what I think most comic book shops will do? They'll get the comic books in, and they'll wait till that last week, and then they'll have one free comic book.
And they'll be going, please take the New Warriors. Please. Please. Please take the New Warriors.
Yeah. No. Just think about it. Unless they get some, like, absurd amount of free comic books that, like, you know what I mean? Because it used to be, like my comic book shop, they used to take 4 to 5 or, like, 5 to 6 free comic books. No more. You know, just take that many. You know, just take a few. You know, you can't take one of each one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just take, and that's what you're taking. Just take that and be on your way. Hey. Unless they're going to do some ridiculous thing, like they give you, like, each comic book store gets like 200 to 300 of each free comic book. You know, I don't know what they're going to do. You know what I'll have to do? I will have to call my comic book shop this week to get about this whole thing.
You can call them up, see what's going to be available, or you can go online and see what's going to be happening.
I was going to investigate how they're going to handle it. Like, what's the deal? Like, how? Well, right here, related. DC Comics announced. Oh, can I finish? Excuse me.
Okay.
Excuse me. DC Comics announced 3 comic book day titles. Just a moment. Okay, here we go. This summer at DC Universe. Will undergo big changes yet again. Here we go. DC Comics has just formally unveiled their plans for this year's free comic book day festivities. And judging by the description of one of the titles, nothing will be the same going forward. Okay, are you ready? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Get ready. Yep. In Generation Zero, the heroes of the DC Universe will still be feeling the effects of the recently concluded Doomsday Clock. The 32-page one-shot is actually 2 stories in one. The first, Flash Forward Epilogue, is written by Scott Waddell with art by Brett Booth. It serves as a continuation of the pair's Flash Forward miniseries, which wraps up this month. In an effort to ensure the survival of the multiverse, Wally West takes a seat in the infamous Mobius chair. However, he doesn't realize that the chair has absorbed the powers of Dr. Manhattan. The resulting experience turns him into a godlike being who could see into the past, present, and future simultaneously. The issue will also reprint Scott Snyder and Brian Hitch's A Brave New World, which appeared in Wonder Woman number 750. That story took place in the 1930s and showed the Amazonian princess stopping an assassination attempt on FDR. Diana's actions that day wound up inspiring a whole new generation of heroes, including original Green Lantern Alan Scott. Fortunately, this isn't the only thing DC will release on Free Comic Book Day. The publisher is also putting out a flipbook sampler featuring chapters from new graphic novels aimed at middle grade readers. Shea Fontana and Marcelo DiGiorgio's Batman Overdrive follows Bruce Wayne during his teenage years as he continues to investigate his parents' murder. To try and cope with his loss, he begins rebuilding his father's car, which must be a journey of self-discovery in its own right. Additionally, writer Derek Friedolfs and artist Dustin Jagans will tackle Batman Tales Once Upon a Crime, a collection of stories that mashes up fan favorite characters with beloved fairy tales like Tokyo and Alice in Wonderland.
There you go. With all this stuff, you know, with the free comic day checking online, you want to make sure your computer is working, right?
Sure.
You know.
Yes.
So,
uh-huh.
And we know some people. Yeah. We know someone that can help make sure your computer's working.
We do? Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
If you're listening here, you are a gamer in some form. Gamers have different needs for the computers and internet capabilities, just like businesses, charities, and organizations. And just like any high-level use computers, you need a specific system for your needs. You need Metamorphosis IT. Metamorphosis IT is not just tech support, not just service, but solutions. Integrating your computer, servers, cell phone, smart TVs, and all your needs to simplify and coordinate the process. Go to mi-solutions.tech to schedule a consultant evaluation of your system and how it can be improved. Again, Metamorphosis IT at mi-solutions.tech, transforming your experience of technology.
Wasn't that lovely?
Yes, it was.
I thought it was. Now,
and he's,
since
he's a proud
we're talking
listener
about DC
too.
Right there.
Yep.
That's right. And since we were just talking about DC, I have other DC news. Are you ready for this exciting news?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sitting down? Are you holding
yep.
onto your seat?
I have to.
The first Justice League Snyder Cut teaser features Darkseid.
Aha.
Uh-huh. Fans asked for the Zack Snyder Justice League, and here it is. The director took up to Twitter to reveal the first teaser of the long-awaited director's cut of Justice League. And to start on the right foot, the brief video features a glimpse, and no one else than Darkseid himself. I got so excited, my tongue got tied up right there. Darkseid's in it. I'm telling you, I've seen it. It's unbelievable. The teaser opens with Gal Gadot's Diana looking at what seems like a stylized image of the supervillain. Lex Luthor's final dialogue from Batman v Superman. The bells. Oh, that's Quasimodo, sorry. Reiterates the words of Superman's death metaphorically. Ring a bell. Then we see him in footage that once featured Steppenwolf in a theatrical cut. The tyrannical ruler should already have made his debut in the DCEU back in 2016's movie. Actor Ray Porter portrayed the former prince on the planet Apocalypse on set, but Josh Whedon cut his scenes. That bastard. When he took over the this direction, you scumbag. Yeah, that's in there. No, I'm just okay, so when they post later, you can watch Zack Snyder's Justice League teaser in the player below.
Mm-hmm. Darkseid,
Zack
the
Snyder
rounds.
And Chris. Hey. Zack Snyder and Chris Terrio's original script for Justice League and its sequels involved Darkseid taking over Superman's mind thanks to the anti-life equation. But after Batman v Superman disappointed, Warner Brothers opted to promote Darkseid's Lieutenant Steppenwolf as the main villain for the movie. In the meantime, Snyder is working on finishing the editing of the movie with a rumored budget of $20 to $30 million. And Zack Snyder's Justice League will hit HBO Max in 2021. Okay.
Darkseid's making the round.
Yes, he is.
Because
I got Budapest Hero.
Because that's not the only time he made an appearance. He made an appearance recently in the Harley Quinn series in season 2.
Well,
and
why don't you spoil that for me? Because I'm going to watch that in like 2 weeks. No, just spoil everything. You spoiled something else for me before. You spoiled Apocalypse War. Now you're spoiling the Harley Quinn series for me.
It's 2 weeks out.
Wow. Anything else you want to spoil? And yeah, just 2 weeks away. Anything else you want to spoil for me?
Rosebud is the sled.
God damn it.
Darth Vader's Luke's father.
Motherfucker! I suppose Soylent Green is made of people. Why don't you tell me Soylent Green is people next? I suppose they're people, aren't they?
Bruce Willis is dead already?
Son of a bitch! I figured that one out when I saw it. Actually, I figured that one out halfway through the movie.
Yeah, same here on that one.
I was watching that with friends on the video. And like, do you get it? The bitch can't get him, like, he's dead. No, like, yes. I paused the movie. I'm like, look, blah, 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 blah. Nobody else is talking to him except the kid. The kid keeps saying he sees dead people. Then the friend who kept saying, no, that's not it. His girlfriend walked in and goes, yeah, he couldn't figure that out. She had explained to him, like, yeah, I know. He's a dumbass.
Because I knew that. I knew the thing with Harley Quinn a while back because they mentioned who, a month ahead, who's going to be the voice actor. And let's face it.
Oh, I'm not looking.
They got this one right for me. In my case, it's the guy you love to hate, Michael Ironside.
You had to spoil that too?
That was a month before the airing of 2 weeks ago. So in other words, that's a 6 week news article.
You're breaking up. I can't hear you.
That was a 6 week news
article. Wow, you are breaking up bad.
Can anyone else hear me?
What?
What? Gotta wait.
You're
for the...
breaking up tremendous. What?
No. Hello, can anyone hear me? Gotta wait. Oy vey. Bloody Wolfie says, sounds fine on my end.
Stop. Based on my headset, you were breaking up bad right there.
Okay, well, Bloody Wolfie and Wolf Lord both, well, Bloody Wolfie, should I say, is going, yep. And he hears both of us. All right, so yeah, two people hear us. It's your headset. Hello.
Oh, it's my job to be up to date. Look, didn't we think I had to be up to date on around here? Screw you. But I don't get, hold on, but it's not our job to give out spoilers. I don't give out spoilers on half the shit I know. If I did that, you'd all be pissed off.
Well, you have been guilty of that before as well. Because
if I gave out spoilers on every... Hold on. If I gave out spoilers on everything I know, you'd all be pissed off at me.
Okay, but I'm seeing the Harley Quinn episodes on YouTube. That means it's been a week or two but after it aired on DC.
Yes, but I have problems with my computer. So for me to watch one episode of Harley Quinn on DC, it takes like 5 hours. Now that I got my new TV, I can watch everything on DC. Now I can watch it all on DC. Now I can watch everything.
Okay, so you'll be caught up real soon. Okay.
Yeah, in a month, I can catch up. Please, I'm just happy I'm on episode 5 of season 2 of Titans. I watched it. I went, ooh, look at that. Caught up. Ooh, look at that.
And before, if anyone's going like, are they fighting? No, we're not fighting.
Oh, it's just our silly. Our... because there are times I go to the movies and and I'm like this. And this happened. And that happened. And that's me actually telling you guys what happened. Trust me, when I go to a movie and I give you my spoiler-free review, if I were to sit here, I'm up to date, I could spoil a whole damn movie when I go see a movie at the movies.
Yeah, well, in the
like,
past,
oh, the new
movie. You told me what happened, and then you go, did you see the movie? You go, no. It's like, oh. So
no,
we're both
no,
guilty.
I ask you first. No, I ask you first.
Earlier,
I said
in the early days. In the early days.
Because somebody told me you saw, I was like, did you, because you said you saw it. I forget what we were talking about. Like, you saw so-and-so.
Well, like I said, anyway. All right. Well, now that you have a visual situation where you can catch yourself up, you know.
Yes, now I can catch up.
Be,
yes, now
yes.
I will be.
Okay. So there we go. That will be cured. It's like I look for old articles. So it's not, you know, brand spanking new. And
right. Titans will be first, followed by Doom Patrol. I just can't believe Swamp. And did you guys? I know I says I just can't believe what DC's pulling with Swamp Thing, a CW.
And that is
they are going. They canceled it after one season before it even aired on DC
right.
Universe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So because they're looking for new material to air in the fall, they're going to air that one season. Like, what if it hits off really big and the fans want a season two?
Then they have a Firefly situation on their hands.
Yeah. I mean, this is like, all right, morons, great. Now you aired it, and now fans want it. I call that the Adult Swim Family Guy situation with Fox. Years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. I told my friends, like, oh, look, Adult Swim has Family Guys. It's going to air Family Guy. Everybody goes, what? What's Family Guy? I'm like, just watch. This one, when City of Heroes first saw my old friends, I told everybody, I was a mod on one that's, I'm like, on the chat channels. I'm like, on one, the main virtue channel. I'm like, guys, do me a favor. Just watch it. The first week, just watch at least the first week or two. If you don't like it, then shut it off. They're like, this is awesome. I'm like, yes. I'm like, so why did they get rid of it? They said it was ahead of its time. They canceled it. I'm like, that's BS. Like, oh, just keep watching it. When Fox sees the ratings, it gets an Adult Swim. Hopefully they bring it back because every show they brought in to replace it got canceled. In that time slot, every show barely made it two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, they brought it back. And I remember the opening line. Well, and then, they want to cancel because they want to try other shows. So if the following shows can make it to a third season, no, don't make it to a third season. They'll bring us back. Well, what shows? And it went down this long list. And I was laughing, like, oh my God. And sure enough, they came back.
Okay, now I just got a message over on Champions. I was like, is there going to be any more posts for DawnCon 6? I go, yeah, there will be.
No,
we're
not going to talk about DawnCon 6 at all tonight. Until you mention it, we weren't going to mention it at all.
the reason why I haven't posted this one's serious. The reason why I haven't really posted anything in the past month, Pogoman knows the situation. I'll be open up on this one. My mom, who has Parkinson's disease and dementia, got COVID-19, and I've been, occupied with family issues. The good news, she got out of COVID-19. What's driving the whole family nuts is this is the fourth week. Doctors are saying she only has a week to live.
If I may pause you for a moment.
Okay.
Mr. Mad Viking, you need to log back in.
Oh. Okay. But I'll do that. Well, I'm doing that.
Looked.
Okay. All right. Anyway. Like I said, now we're going like, what's going on with her? Well, she's now walking. She's eating. She's talking. But she still can go within a week. I'm like, she's acting okay for someone of her advanced age and the situation, but she's still going to die. I'm going like, it's second opinion time, guys. You cannot die within a week for 4 weeks.
Right.
I'm not a doctor. But
she definitely,
last I checked,
she definitely won't make it 7 days, 35 days in a row. Wait a minute. Nope, can't possibly make it 3 months in a row. Nope. This is definitely the week. 6 months later. Nope. Dad passed. They gave him a year, and he went in a year. So.
Mm-hmm. But no, I'm getting, she's going to die now. How about now? Maybe now.
Maybe now. Sure, why not? Yep, right. Oh, you guys are just guessing now. Stop it. I'm sorry, making jokes. I'm sorry.
Well,
it reminds me of the doctor. From Family Guy.
Yeah. It is getting to that point of ridiculous. It's like, just say you don't know she's iffy. We'll accept that.
How about anywhere from tomorrow in 4 months? Okay, sure, fine. Why not? Yeah, we'll go with that. Yeah. Good Lord, just. How about that?
But yes, there will be posts.
All right. How about Cheerios? Okay.
Like I said, and including I just want to finish it up. We will be doing a special Paragon Radio podcast and a costume contest, and we'll also do the announcement of the Hall of Fame. And we already have three names to put on. Now we did announce earlier in the previous years. Am I correct in saying that, Pogo?
What? Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
This
so
is the third year. Third year.
Yeah. So the three that are up for grabs on this one: Mordecai, Alto,
woo-hoo,
Alan / Clippy.
Wow. Mordecai, Alto, and Alan, you three are destined for the Paragon Dawn Class of 2020 Hall of Fame. Paragon Dawn Class. How do you say the Paragon Dawn Class of 2020 Hall of Fame? Yes, there you go.
Yep.
Get your speeches ready.
Yes.
Wear your tuxes. You have a date with Destiny that Friday night.
And Mordecai, Wolfwall just went,
What?
We just caught him off guard.
He's speechless. The man who's never in a watch for words is in a watch for words. I love it.
You go like, that interruption was worth it. You're now a happy camper.
That's right. Look, he went from aha to oh, that was somebody else. Never mind.
Yeah.
Damn it.
All right.
That was awesome.
So you got another article.
Okay.
I know. Let's go for it.
I got a whole bunch of articles here. I don't know if we're going to get to all of them, but.
Got 17 minutes. Go ahead.
I got two. I got a whole bunch here. All right. So this one here, Denise Villeneuve, if that's how you say his name, his Dune will film additional scenes in August. With coronavirus-related restrictions beginning to ease around the world, several high-profile film and TV productions are getting back underway. But, as it turns out, this includes movies that supposedly wrapped principal photography a year ago. According to Oscar Isaac, the cast and crew behind Denis Villeneuve, however you say his name, highly anticipated Dune remake will return to Europe later this summer to complete additional filming. Isaac, who appears in the movie as Duke Leo Atreides, confirmed the news in a recent interview with Deadline. However, he seemed to suggest that the upcoming round of filming won't impact Dune's December release date, citing his experience with another big-name sci-fi film as proof. We're going to do some additional shooting in mid-August. They're saying in Budapest in Hungary, said Isaac. I saw some things cut together, and it just looks amazing. Dennis is a real artist, and it will be exciting to see it come together. It's kind of wild that we're doing some additional shooting a few months before it's supposed to come out, but that happened with Star Wars as well. The project began shooting at Original Film Studios in Budapest in March of last year. Production also moved around to Jordan and Norway before wrapping in July. Isaac's comments follow recent reports that Hungary will be one of the next European nations to resume work on film and TV projects. Of course, this will be done with extensive coronavirus safety measures in place. Dune will hit theaters on December 18th. Okay. Now, we did that one. Netflix news. Netflix's cursed trailer, Excalibur, has chosen a queen. Excalibur has chosen a queen in the official trailer of Netflix's cursed series, the first live-action adaptation of Tom Wheeler's and Frank Miller's Cursed is going to hit Netflix in little less than a month. Now, the streaming service has released the series' first official trailer. According to the Arthurian legends, Excalibur chooses someone worthy to save the people when the danger arises. It seems that Excalibur has chosen a queen this time, as the upcoming 10-episode show is going to be about the King Arthur legend from the Muse point of view, the future Lady of the Lake. The trailer features a closer look at the cast, especially at Catherine Langford's Nemu and Devon Terrell's Arthur. They will join forces to fight against King Uther Pendragon and the villainous Red Paladins led by Peter Mullen's father, Cardin. Gustav Skarsgård is playing the eccentric Merlin. The story will also feature some of the fabled Round Table members, with Matt Stokoe portraying Sir Gawain. You can watch the official Curse trailer in the player below. There's a trailer down there, which I'll post later on tonight. Many details about the story are still under wraps, but it seems that there will be plenty of fantasy elements. The official synopsis of Curse reads, from Frank Miller and Thomas Wheeler, Cursed is a reimagining of the Arthurian legend told from the perspective of Nimue. I hope I'm saying that name right, played by Catherine Langford. All episodes of Cursed will be available on Netflix starting July 17th. There you go. Okay.
All right.
Yes. All right. Let me see here. I'm just trying to something. I had some. I have a bunch more, but they're not opening. I don't know why they're not opening. Oh, here we go. Oh, I was read that one. I'm trying to click on something and it just froze for a second. Yeah, all right, here we go. For you fans of the Legion of Superheroes animated series, the complete series is coming to Blu-ray. With only two seasons under its belt, Warner Brothers' Legion of Superheroes cartoon didn't run as long as some of DC's other animated offerings. But that isn't stopping the Warner Archive Collection from releasing the entire series on Blu-ray later this year. Legion of Superheroes, the complete series, is now available to pre-order on WBShop.com. Legion of Superheroes debuted on Kids WB in 2006. The show followed the eponymous team of young heroes, including Bouncing Boy, Brainiac 5, Saturn Girl, and Lightning Lad, as they battle threats in the 31st century. Also on the team is a young Clark Kent, who was whisked into the future at the series' outset. Although the series went off the air in 2008, the producers had every intention of making a third season. Unfortunately, the rebranding of Kids WB as the CW for Kids stymied their plans. All 26 episodes of the series will be presented on the upcoming Blu-ray collection in full 16:9 widescreen. There will also be a few special features for fans to pour through. They include the We Are Legion featurette, as well as audio commentary for the show's two-part finale. Viewers will hear the musings of producer James Tucker, director Brandon Fietti, and Saturn Girl voice actress Carrie Walgren. Legion of Superheroes, the complete series, will hit stores on July 14th. You can check out the box art for the collection below. Then, if you want, you can share your thoughts in the comments section.
There you go.
Oh, hey, that's it. Yep. Okay, yeah. More news coming. More. Okay, Slade Wilson fights for redemption in Deathstroke's Knights and Dragons. Earlier this year on the CW Seed, debuted the Deathstroke Knights and Dragons animated series starring Michael Chiklis as Slade Wilson / Deathstroke. Now, Warner Brothers Home Video is debuting the first trailer for Deathstroke Knights and Dragons, the movie. The new edit will bring all the episodes together in an 87-minute animated feature, and it's going to give Slade the fight of his life. The trailer also touches on Slade's origins and how he received the strength and healing powers that made him Deathstroke. However, the key defining incident in Slade's past, as told in the movie, is the attempt to recruit Slade into Hive. Unfortunately for Hive, threatening to kill Slade's son Joseph is only going to piss him off. They've also given the world's greatest assassin an excuse to work for free. Regardless of Slade's contentious past with his ex-wife Adeline Addie Kane Wilson, played by Sasha Alexander, she may be his only ally in this fight. Together, they will have to face Lady Shiva, played by Phantom Mosley, and the Hive Queen, Jade Fameda. Colin Salmon, also stars in the film as William Wintergreen, with Albert Hunt as Bronze Tiger, Chris Jai Alex as the Jackal, and Osha Dalal as Kapoor. Just give me a second, guys.
I heard the water needed.
Oh, God, yes. Thank you. What are you talking about? My voice always sounds like this. There we go. That sounds so much better. Oh, God. Comic veteran J.S. wrote the script for Knights and Dragons, and the film was directed by Sung Jin Ahn. The Blu-ray will also feature 50 minutes of supplemental content. A release date has not been announced. And there's also an exclusive trailer down below, which you'll see later on tonight. Oh, another Netflix series. Ooh, Hell Rises, a Netflix Warrior Nun series official trailer. I'm sorry. The first live-action adaptation of Warrior Nun Arella will hit Netflix in just a few days. Loosely based on the comic by Ben Dunn, the upcoming Warrior Nun series will follow the misadventures of Alba Baptista's Ava, a 19-year-old girl who comes back from the dead thanks to a mystical artifact and wakes up with new superpowers. She then joins forces with an ancient order of warrior nuns to fight against demons freshly released from hell. The original comic centered on a character named Sister Shannon Masters. However, the Aurelia mantle is one adopted by a new character every generation. Now the streaming service has released the official Warrior Nun trailer, featuring a closer look at the cast. Yes, both the Ninja Nun and the Arm to the Teeth Nun look pretty cool. You can watch the trailer in the player below. Be warned that some of the language is NSFW, or not safe for work. Okay, when I hear, what was their thing? Loosely based on the comic? That pretty much means to me, don't even bother reading the comic. We read the comic, and yeah, except for the names, we didn't do anything else with it. Sorry, that's just my opinion.
See, so here's Halle the synopsis. Berry, Catwoman.
Oh, God. Yes, yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yes, exactly. All right, so caught in the middle of an ancient war between good and evil, a young girl wakes up in a morgue with inexplicable powers. Her answers brings her to the Order of the Cruciform Sword, a secret society of warrior nuns sworn to protect the world from evil while juggling her responsibilities as the chosen one with the normal obstacles of a teenage girl. The mysterious fantasy drama is full of mystery, action, adventure, and teenage romance, proving our main character might fight in the name of good, but she's no angel. Warrior Nun will be available on Netflix starting July 2nd.
Okay, I'm that.
Miss me.
And 5 minutes.
Okay. I know. Okay, we can say the others. Really quickly, Umbrella Academy Season 2 has new villains. The important thing of this, the release date. Season 2 of Umbrella Academy on Netflix, July 31st.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? That was the last story. I could have read it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, hold on. Much of the fans' relief, the Hargreaves family survived the events of the Umbrella Academy Season 1's finale. Now Netflix has released a brand new set of promotional photos for their new adventure. Well, hold on. It's just the whole thing. It's just about photos. Okay, it seems that number 6 will appear in the sophomore season of the show, if only in some flashback events. According to Entertainment Weekly, the protagonist, Locke, warns with an evil trio of cold-blooded Swedish assassins played by Tom Sinclair, Chris Holden Reed, and Jason Bryden. The second season of the show will take place in Dallas in the 1960s. Remember, they go back in time. You can check the new Umbrella Academy Season 2 photos in the gallery below. Let's see here. The set also features some new shots of the rest of the team. Ben aside, fans will once again see Luther, Diego, Allison, Klaus, as well as the boy and Vanya. Based on the comic book series created and written by Gerard Way, illustrated by Gabriel Ba, and published by Dark Horse Comics, the Umbrella Academy follows the adventures of 7 children born with superpowers. Steve Blackman serves as executive producer and showrunner, and additional EPs are Jeff F. King, Mike Richardson, Keith Goldberg, as well as Gerard Way and Gabriel Ba. The COVID-19 affected release of the series' second season, unlike many other shows, The Umbrella Academy Season 2 will hit Netflix on July 31st. Okay. And the important thing is there's a gallery of photos below.
All right. We got through the articles.
And that's it. We got through everything. Woo! And as always, everybody, this week, go read those comic books, those superhero novels, go watch the superhero TV shows, go watch those superhero movies. If you have Amazon Prime, go through like the adventure and like the fantasy movies. I'm telling you, there are so many low budget superhero movies there, and some are like they're cheap budget, but they're really cool because they have to use their imagination. And, you know, the effects might not be the best, but story-wise, they get really creative.
Use your
just
imagination.
Go watch them. Imagination. Yes. Here we go back. Just give them – some are, like, less than, like, an hour and a half. But, you know, just give them a shot. Give them a look over. What else are you going to do? I mean, you probably watch everything else. So give it a shot. Go check them out. Yeah, I'm telling you, I caught one this week called Valentine. I can't remember the rest of it. It's called Valentine. Give it a shot. Check it out. Anything you'd like to say in closing, sir?
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie. Oh, and happy belated Juneteenth. And to all you fathers and father figures out there, to all you single mothers who had to raise their kids as a mother and a father. Happy Father's Day weekend. It's Saturday. Tomorrow's Sunday, and it's Father's Day. So happy Father's Day. Happy early Father's Day. Tomorrow's Father's Day. So happy late Juneteenth. Belated Juneteenth. Happy early Father's Day tomorrow. So all you fathers, dads, et cetera. I'm already logged out of City of Heroes Homecoming, too. So, oh, well, what are you going to do? We got 10 seconds. All right, we'll see you all. And next week, we will be on Friday, I promise you. Sorry for the last 2 weeks. Just a lot of stuff happened. We were on Saturday. Sorry about that, guys. We will be back on Friday next week. I promise. Have a great week, everybody. Start enjoying the warm, nice weather. Or try to, anyway. thank you all for tuning in. You guys rock. Without you guys, it would just be me and Mad Viking just sitting here talking about stuff we talk about all the time anyway.
And I think we're in. Yep, we're in.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. Did you see what thing Wolf Ward 666 said about that? He thinks about Warren and Magdalena from in his comics. Because there, I could have sworn there was some kind of comic book that came out. I think it was called, it was something, and it was like, I can't remember what it was, but it had like a nun in like a string bikini, like chainmail string bikini, and she had like huge breasts, and she had a big ass sword, and she had leather gloves.
Yeah, it was
huge
Image
gloves
Comics.
On.
It was,
and that was Warrior Nun. That was Warrior Nun? Okay, that. Oh, shit. See? Okay, that was it. All right. And I saw the cover. I'm going, what the hell? I'm like, this is Warrior Nun? Are you kidding me?
I saw Rain pop on Champions and then disappeared. Was she hanging around and on hold?
I did not. No, I did not see that. Usually when I start reading, I can't see that. I can't. When I'm reading all those stories, I've got to find a way. I've got to get you I got to get you the information to get into the soundboard. I've got to find a way for you to get into the soundboard, too. Because I can't look at the soundboard and read the stories at the same time.
Okay.
I think that was a good show tonight. I got a lot of information.
Oh, yeah.
It was a very informative show tonight.
Sounds like your back is kicking in.
Yeah. Ugh. It's feeling better. I think it's feeling better finally, so. Oh no. Hold on. I think I just closed Google Chrome by accident. You there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, that was weird. Hang on. Something just closed by accident. You still there?
Yeah, I'm
Hello?
Still here.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, that was weird. Hang on. Just closed Google Chrome by accident.
Oops.
Now I gotta go. Yeah, and now I gotta reopen everything. Pain in my butt. Come on.
Nope, may as well end the show.
Well, I can't. Until I get Google Chrome open, I can't do anything.
Okay.
I have to get the studio back open. Of course, the night I want to end the show early is when I can't now because... Okay, hold on. Something's happening. We might be able to do it now. White screen. Okay, hold on. All right, everything's all opening. Okay, hold on. Here we go. Once I get back to the studio, I can end the show. Good show again tonight, sir. Very good. Like I said, next week. I think we got to do something during the week where I set the show up earlier. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Not waiting until like Thursday night, maybe Tuesday night or something. And I could start promoting it earlier in the week. Because some of the places I promoted, like those City of Hero dedicated, pages. The only thing I ever see there is advertisements for our show. So, don't worry, just waiting for the studio to open up again. Okay, hold on, it's opening. Okay, once it opens, I can end it. Once I see a thing to end the show. Okay, I got it. All right. Thank you very much, sir. And I will end the show now. I will talk to you sometime during the week. I promise I will start reading that book. I will make headway into the book this week, I promise.
All right.
The Champions Now. All right, then. Have a good night.
I'll talk to you later.
Have a good night. Good. And good luck with your mom.
Yep.
All right. If you need anything, let me know. All right. If you need anything, just call me. Text me. Text me. Don't use Skype. Just text me. You know how to do that.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good night. I hope everything works out for you. Thoughts and prayers are with you, my friend. All right. Have a good night. Talk to you later.
Goodbye.
I'm hitting the button. Oh, here we go. All right. We're out of here. Good night. See you all next week. Friday night.